Hey, just dropped by to drop off these books I borrowed. I finished the last one. No, I didn't need to drop them off right now. I was on my way to the store, and I thought I'd just stop by, kill two birds. Okay, fine. I'm a terrible fucking liar. Will you let me in now? Well, if you would answer your texts or your emails. You know what? Honestly, if you'd answer them, I'd still have dropped by on a flimsy excuse, but I wouldn't be so worried. All right, good. Let's sit on the couch, okay? Well, something is definitely fucking wrong. I've never seen you this quiet. I mean, I know you can be shy and that's kind of adorable, but we've known each other for years. No, it's not fine. It's the opposite. So what is it? What is it really? You got a text? Can I read it? Oh my God. Oh my God, that is not okay. Yes, I hugged you. Why are you so surprised? Well, it's true. I don't hug a lot, but it's you, and this is fucked. Yes, getting dumped by a text is pretty fucking shitty. Sending a nearly nude selfie posing with a dude she's leaving you for is just fucking awful. You must be thinking of some other friend, because you know that I wouldn't let you be alone right now. Or you should know, anyway. Wait. So, because your girlfriend who just dumped you in the most fucking tasteless way would have told you to man up and deal with it, I have to leave you alone with your shitty thoughts? No. You heard me. No. No, as in no. First of all, I never approved of your decision to go exclusive with her. I know you didn't need my permission, but she was a bougie brat who didn't really want to be involved with you beyond what you could do for her. Yes, I had veto power, but I was not consulted. That's in the best friend constitution. I feel that my rights were ignored in your haste to get laid. Well, it's good to hear you laugh at least. Normally, you would have made me laugh multiple times with your lame-ass dad jokes. Today, I guess it's my turn. Where was I? Oh, right. Second of all, once she said that shit to you about manning up, you should have called me. Why? So I could knock her ass out, obviously. You would never do it, so it's up to the best friend. Thirdly, she's like the worst example of how to be a girlfriend. Specifically, she was like the worst possible person to be your girlfriend. Well, yeah, I know you. I know exactly what you need in this situation. A smack upside the head. Figuratively this time. Yeah, see? I would have seen that look in the eye you get when you get all stoic. And then, also the way you purse your lips. Yes, that. Exactly. That tells me you are extremely sad, and what you need is hugs. And, likely, sex. Please, sex is like the most obvious solution. It would relax you and make you feel loved. And you'd be more ready to talk about this awful shit. God damn it, I wish you'd call me sooner. Like when she started treating you badly. I know it would have pissed her off. That would have been a nice side benefit. I sound jealous? Yeah, I guess I am a little bit. I get protective about my friends. I try not to be a creep about it, but yeah, when some fancy bitch decides that my best friend shouldn't hang out with me, then I get a little pissy. No, I'm sure she didn't say anything like that to you. Not in those words. She wasn't that dumb. But you sure did have to cancel on me a lot more once you started seeing her, didn't you? Yeah, she was coincidentally sick on those nights when we were supposed to be playing board games or watching Nerd Shit together. I don't blame you for missing it. You were blinded by that pussy. Sorry, what I meant to say was you were still in the infatuation phase. You were only with her for like 3 months, but you guys move fast. I know, and I'm sorry for giving you a hard time about this. It just made me have a regret, let's say. And I'm not really going to be able to move past it unless I get it off my fucking chest. Is that okay? So, I realized how she felt about me pretty early on, and I was worried she would treat you badly, and she did. So I let you down, basically. What could I have done? Well, it's true that it's hard to convince someone who's infatuated that their lover isn't good enough for them. But I think I probably should have done this. Yeah. See, that startled expression tells me that it probably would have worked. And that other stuff going on in your pants right now? Mm-hmm. No, don't you ever think that. I don't care what just happened. I'd never, ever kiss you out of pity. I don't kiss people that I don't feel for. I've thought about it a lot, especially once I stopped seeing you around. Well, I'm glad it's taken your mind off of things, but I could have done so much more. I like more of this. Yeah, I've been working up the courage to do that for a while. I'm such a coward. So, yeah. Look, I like you a whole lot. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm so bad at this. I love you, man. Like actual love. Yes, I am confessing my goddamn feelings for you. You're supposed to say some Jane Austen shit. Or tell me to fuck off or something. I don't do this shit. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure bursting out laughing is not an appropriate response, dick. What do you mean that only you could swear that much during a romantic declaration? I don't fucking swear that. See? This is distracting. No, wait. Yeah. Well, I don't want to stop you either, but I need you to understand that even if you just wanted sex and this love thing is one-sided, I'm still not abandoning you. I'm really, truly a friend, okay? Oh, that's... I guess I didn't expect to hear I love you back. I didn't prepare for that. No, I did not fucking giggle. I just, you know, just shut up, dork. Oh. No, it's okay. Everything is, wow, better than okay. I just, I kind of wanted to prove that this is about you and not getting your dick in me. Oh yeah, I want to jump all over that cock. Not tonight. I know I can be a little bossy. Again with the inappropriate laughter. Look, I just want to suck your cock. I want to fucking swallow your cum, okay? I want to make you feel really good and then fall asleep with you and hold you if you gotta cry and make your breakfast. You know, girlfriend shit. Well, let's go to the bedroom. Come on. It's not like I don't know the way. take off your clothes and lie down. It's not a request. Don't worry, I'm taking mine off too. I just want to get you in a place where you can just relax and let me take care of you. Yeah, you have no idea how often I've thought about your cock in my mouth. It'd be shameful if I actually had any shame. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I like you like this. Exposed and vulnerable and sexy. I've always loved your body. Why, thank you. I thought I might be a little too curvy for you. Glad to know you appreciate them. I'm going to want your hands all over them pretty soon. In the meantime, let me just see about this delicious cock. Right for me. You know, I kind of love doing this in general, but there's something about blowing someone you love. There, I can finally say it. Yeah, the L word. Romantic blowjob? Yeah, that's what I want this to be. I want you to know that I'm yours. I probably shouldn't say this, but I really have trouble saying no to you. When we're drunk. Do you remember I used to make a lot of jokes about blowing you? And I wanted you to say anything like you wanted me. I would have been yours without having to say anything. And if you didn't want me after, I could have just pretended I didn't remember, yeah? Pathetic, right? Fuck. When you say you will always want me, this is why I'll always say yes to you. Yes, come in my mouth. Good enough. Is there anything else you want me to do? I guess I'm really yours. Fuck, do I want to make you mine? But that can wait. Wait, what are you getting out of that drawer in the bedstand? Holy shit. Is that what I think it is? A strap-on? Fuck. Did that bitch make you take that? I swear to God, if she pressured you into doing something you didn't want to, I will fucking throw her off the roof. Oh, it was your idea. Do you want me to ride you? If I want? Oh God. Jesus fucking Christ, this is too much, too fucking hot. Oh, baby, I'll be so gentle and loving and take care of you. You can always trust me, okay? Good. Oh, you're already getting hard again? You must have thought about me doing this before, did you? Oh, yeah. There is nothing wrong with that. Oh, baby, roll over and get on all fours while I put this on. Pass me that lube. Oh my God. All right. Oh, let me lube this up. with this. I don't want to do anything you regret tomorrow. Oh, hearing you ask me to fuck you like that? Oh, baby, that does something to me. Mm. Be careful. I might forget myself and not be able to be gentle. Okay, I'm gonna slowly put it in, okay? I'm gonna go real slow, promise. Oh, just a tip, baby. Oh my, yes, you moan for me. Oh my God, I love that. I've never heard you moan before. Oh, I'm only about a third of the way. How you feeling? Good? Yeah, do you need more lube? No, it's okay. Oh my God. This is like a dream come true. That's half, baby. Oh, fuck, this is so hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me pause. Like, you like that when I'm going to scrape it against your prostate? You'll have to tell me what feels good for you, okay? I don't want to fuck you like your last girlfriend did. I want to fuck you like the way you want to be fucked. Yeah, does my girl cock feel good in there? It's almost all the way in, baby. Oh, just relax. Oh, yes. I won't ever hurt you. Oh, God, I'm so wet right now. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, God, it's all the way in. You took all of it. Jesus. You are mine now. Oh, you look so beautiful right now. Just like this. Oh, if you aren't careful, you're gonna make me come after all. Okay, I'm gonna start moving, okay? You can tell me to stop anytime. No matter how excited I get, it's always okay to tell me to pause or to stop. Oh, I love looking at that asshole. Oh, gee, I'm so well. Oh, shit. No, oh, that's my good boy. You like it when I say that? Oh, shit. Oh, you're creaming all over that bed sheet. Oh, fuck. Oh, I heard you moan louder, baby. It really got me going. Oh, where have you been all my life? You really are my good boy. Oh, you're taking my girl cock so well, baby. Fuck, you're so hot like this. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes, keep pushing back like that. Fuck back onto my girl cock. Oh, shit. You really love it, don't you? God damn it. Oh, you're such a good boy for me. I love you so much right now. Oh, you like that? Are you ready to come again? Oh, I'll help with my hand, okay? I'll reach around. Oh, fuck, baby, it's so hot. Oh, yes. Oh, I love you too, baby. I won't ever let you go, okay? Oh, come for me. You're my good boy. I want you to come with me, please. Oh, yeah, like that, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Feeling your butt into my your butt on my pussy. Fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, those balls. Those balls are singing back and forth. So fucking sexy. Oh my God, oh. If I had known this, I would have, oh my God, I would have confessed years ago. Oh, sweetheart. Okay, I'm gonna pull out now, okay? A little gentle and slow, I promise. Okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, let me get this thing off. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, I wanna hold you now. I want you to hold me too. What? Well, sometimes I like to be a little spoon. Everyone likes to be a little spoon. Safe. Yeah. You're safe. Yeah. I love you too. I love you so goddamn much. I'm so happy I don't even... Oh God, just shut the fuck up and hold me, okay? You're gonna be so insufferable about this. But only you can make me feel safe enough to laugh like that. Really? The best orgasm of your life? Wow, that's quite a testimonial. Well, okay then. All is forgiven, and girly giggles will continue. Are you okay with me spending the night? Good. I love you too. Sleep well, okay? Tomorrow we can talk about, well, anything, baby. Anything you want.